I'm sure you're very pleased.
That was an excellent result for us here in West Lothian. It reflects all of the hard work that's been done by the campaigners over many, many months in the run-up to today's poll. And I think it reflects the views clearly of people of West Lothian who have made clear that they do not want to see Scotland leave the UK, but want to see Scotland continue to develop and progress with its devolved parliament with further powers. And people have made clear in West Lothian that they see that as the way forward for the future.
And you feel that that is what won it for you, that campaigning and that getting that message across?
There's no doubt a huge amount of hard work went into this campaign to make sure that every voter knew the arguments that were going to be put forward. I think what really won the campaign, though, was the lack of clarity from the Yes side on key issues around the currency, around Europe, around the situation that we would see in terms of businesses. And I think that was what convinced voters in the end that there just was not enough detail there for people to take the risk and to split Scotland away from the UK. Scotland's best place is within the UK, and I think Scotland will prosper, but as part of the United Kingdom with further devolved powers.
And finally, though, there will be a lot of disappointed voters in West Lothian who didn't get what they wanted.
Yes, I understand that, and I think what we have to do, as both sides have said, is to work hard to bring Scotland together and to make sure that we go forward as a community. One of the messages from tonight is that people have made clear that they want to see further change. And I think that's a message that hopefully will be heard by all politicians, and that politicians will now work together to deliver the will of the Scottish people.